This is stupid. I'm in an airplane flying across the country to go spend a month driving back across the country in an RV with Meghan McCain, a woman I barely know, with the vague purpose of talking to people. About what? Politics, their lives, how they want the government to function. All of it with the idea that we will somehow gather enough material to write a book together and save the country. I mean, that is just pure stupid. The thing is, I don't like talking to people. I barely talk to my wife and two kids. Why am I leaving them for a month to do this? I was perfectly happy to complain about America from my home in Connecticut. That's what I'd been doing, and it seemed to be working fine. Why did I agree to take my bitching and moaning on the road with this bubbly, 27-year-old, blonde-haired, rich Republican chick I've only met twice? How did this even happen? The answer? Twitter and Ambien. During Obama's first presidential campaign, I got invited to appear on MSNBC to make jokes. You've seen these segments on cable news, where a comedian comes on and makes a few lame jokes about whatever's in the headlines that day, and the host pretends to laugh while viewers think to themselves, "That guy's not funny." My job that evening was to be the guy who wasn't funny. I don't remember the context, but Meghan McCain's name somehow came up during the broadcast. She'd done or said something that flew in the face of Republican orthodoxy, as she often does, and I said to Lawrence O'Donnell that Meghan was my favorite Republican. A couple of years later, I was doing a talk show pilot for E!, and I needed a guest. Meghan agreed to do the show via satellite as a favor to her agent, whose good friend is my agent. Meghan was vivacious, charming, and she sported a new, less Republican haircut. Afterwards, my extremely liberal friend Joe asked if it would be all right with me if he married her. I gave my blessing. I figured Republicans are into arranged marriages, so it would probably be fine.
The entire project, from idea to execution, happened in only a little over a month. Michael and I sold the book before we actually met in person. I know it may seem a little impulsive and extreme to agree to write a book with essentially a perfect stranger, but I have a tendency to be impulsive and make extreme decisions. I also believe in seizing the day and making the most of every single opportunity that ever crosses my path. One of the mantras I live by is Hunter S. Thompson's "Buy the ticket, take the ride." I am a Hunter S. Thompson groupie, and if this particular scenario didn't encompass seizing the day, then I don't know what does. Besides, it sounded like a lot of fun, and I love combining anything that includes politics and having fun.
Right after E! Decided they didn't need my talk show hosting services, I was up late one night nursing the onset of an existential crisis. Swirling in my brain were the facts that I would be turning 40 in a few months, I didn't have a steady income, I didn't know what I was doing with my life, and I had a family to support, with no immediate prospects for employment. When I am feeling like this, I have one friend I turn to for support, Ambien. The purpose of Ambien is to ease restless souls like mine into a deep and dreamless sleep. But Ambien is also great fun if you just want to get on the internet and mess around for a few hours, which was my main intention. This is, of course, a mistake, the electronic equivalent of drinking and driving. Ambien relaxes the mind in such a way that you may find yourself saying or doing surprising things under its influence. For me, this normally involves writing nonsensical postings on my Twitter account while eating junk food. As a soon-to-be 40 married father of two, this is what passes for a crazy night. Half an hour after taking the Ambien, I am elbow-deep into a bag of Tostitos and cruising my Twitter account, 1.7 million followers, not bragging, just saying. Okay, bragging. Follow me, at Michael Ian Black. When I notice that Meghan McCain has just posted something, I respond to her. She responds to me. Then the Ambien seizes my fingers and types the following: "We should write a book together." After a few moments, she writes back, "Sure!" Exclamation mark. The exclamation mark makes me think she isn't serious, because exclamation marks are rarely the sign of a serious thought. I write back, "I'm serious." Around dawn, I wake up on the couch covered in Tostitos crumbs and stumble upstairs to join my wife, Martha, in bed. Something is troubling me, though, something I had perhaps done under the influence of a powerful sleeping agent. Just before falling back to sleep, I realize what it is. I think I have just proposed writing a book with a woman, a Republican woman, I have never actually met, based on the dubious facts that I once said something nice about her on TV, she seems cool, and my friend Joe liked her new haircut. The woman in question is also the daughter of the other guy in the last presidential election. Moreover, I'm pretty sure she said sure! Exclamation mark.